All right, so we're with Team Italia. And you guys, well, we were just in India not long ago, and you guys won the Imagine Cup, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure.
So it's a lot to change for your lives, huh?
Yes, yeah. It is, absolutely.
Yeah, you all get jobs, good jobs?
We're trying, we are thinking about it.
Excellent.
We had a great experience in India, and here at the TCAD we are doing it all again. It's really amazing. We are meeting cool people, cool geeks, and it's fantastic.
Excellent. So let's talk a little about what you guys created. What is this thing?
Our program helps the doctors to improve their relation with the patient that suffer from anxiety disorders.
Okay.
So the program collects biometrical data and contextual data and then correlates them into our program.
Excellent. And now you guys are using what? Visual Studio 2005?
We use all the latest technology from Microsoft. So Visual Studio 2005, Windows Presentation Foundation, Windows Communication Foundation, Windows Vista. Everything.
Wow.
It's quite amazing, the application, I think.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun developing it because we are able to do 3D stuff and animation and things really cool to see.
Without having to write direct apps.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Let's check this thing out, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Allora.
Can I have just a minute?
Of course. So you guys are, how long have you been in Barcelona?
Sorry?
From Monday.
From Monday?
Yeah.
Cool.
We fly from Milan.
Uh-huh.
And then,
have you been to Barcelona before?
Yes. Yeah. It's a great city.
Now it's your first time?
Yeah, first time in Barcelona. Very nice city.
Cool. Where are you guys from in Italy?
Turin.
Turin, so
yeah, everybody. From
everyone's
Turin.
From Turin.
Yeah.
Originally, that's where your families are.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's where the university is, right?
Yeah, we attend two different universities. They are from Politecnica and from University of Turin.
Okay, excellent. Very cool. So India, you had a good time, huh?
Yeah, we visited Taj Mahal. There is a temple, a famous temple, the symbol of India.
Uh huh. Very cool, man.
Cool.
So the name of your project is Hello World?
Yeah.
Hello World,
yes.
Nice. This is Taj Mahal. As you can see under the Hello World logo.
So what do you think of the Imagine Cup experience in general? I mean, you guys...
It's a great experience because there are many students from all over the world, the best students, and then you can meet them, talk with them.
Did you learn a few things?
Of course, and we are still learning new things from everyone. It's been a great experience. Apart from the money doesn't matter, but we meet really great geeks and students that are really great, and that's fantastic.
Excellent.
And I would encourage everyone to take part in a competition like this, because it's really amazing being there and say, oh, I was with the best student in the world. It's been amazing.
True. I mean, I saw most of the projects, and it's...
Yes.
You know, it was a challenge for the judges to pick a winner, so you guys... You know, did something exceptional.
Each of the 8 teams in the final had a really great project. I saw a really fantastic project, and we are really excited because they thought that our project is the best, but all the other projects are great too. Absolutely,
very cool. So now,
do you want to see it?
Yes, we want to see it. Talk about how it works.
How it works.
Let's talk about the details.
It's pretty easy. We give to the patient some instrument to record data, for example, special watch or sensor to put on the armband, and collecting all this data together, we are able to understand what really happened in special situation. For example, there is a person who suffers a phobia or a stress disorders. Mm-hmm. We give our instruments to record their heart rate or galvanic skin response, skin temperature, and smartphone to record the GPS location. And we put all this data together. We give this information to the doctor, and the doctor can see what really happened when she had a panic attack, for example, or what happened in a special situation. We're able to analyze and find out new things that normally the doctor could not get from what the patient said to him.
Interesting. very cool.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about the technologies and what role they play in this information exchange.
We start from mobile devices. Mm-hmm. So mobile, Windows Mobile 5 on smartphone and Pocket PC, they collect data. Then all this data are moved and transferred to the PC, to a Windows Vista operating system. And the sidebar gadget is really helpful and cool because it say, oh, I got new data, and informs the user that the data is synchronizing between the instrument and the computer. Then using Windows Communication Foundation, all the data are transferred to the doctor's server. And the doctor, within a Windows Presentation Foundation application, is able to browse this data in 3D way with animation and cool stuff.
Really cool. You guys just thought this up. That's just fantastic. Very cool.
Thanks.
So let's check it out.
Okay. This is the interface of the doctor. He's able to look at his patient in 3 ways, and he could filter them by health, for example. Or if he's looking just for a person, write his name. I got her.
Nice.
Then I got a quick description, an anamnesis or a timeline, which is a collection of all the most important moments in the Bridget life. We can preview the events and see what happens in that day. I got a graphing representing the variation of each biometric parameter during the day from 0 a.m. to 0 p.m. And for example, I can ask my application to give me the most important moments and steps of this day. So Hello World analyzes this data and tell me that there are 2 special moments. I lose my mouse, sorry. And I can select a time range and explore the context between the time range. And what I got here is more detailed data and different parameters. For example, the number of Bluetooth devices around me or the light around me in a special moment. And I can just press play, and the doctor can see the story of Bridget, of the patient, like a movie. You just press play. Or I can skip to the first moment. And I got other information, like a map recording within the GPS, or audio recording with the smartphone, or picture taken with the smartphone as well. Or going on the second step, I got another information that is a relation, a space-time link found. That means that application find out that there is a relation between the data on this day and a previous day. In fact, I got a picture from 1 week before. So putting all this data together, we are able to create links and understand what really happened in special situation, understand and help the therapist to understand what happened to the patient. Or we could finally go through the biometric parameters and look at them in a 3D way, and we can use all the animation we want. We are able to see, to look at them together and at different speed, etc.
Excellent. Very cool.
Thank you.
Nice. Now, of course, she has to have her phone on and recording data wherever she is. So it doesn't necessarily would have to be a phone. It could be any kind of device running Windows Mobile 5.
Yes,
or whatever.
Of course. We use a smartphone.
Okay.
Just a smartphone, but it could be a Pocket PC or any device that supports Windows Mobile.
Sure. But a smartphone is a great idea because most people always have their phones on.
Yeah, of course.
So to them, it's not really like this is a special device that's measuring this and this. It's just my phone. Sending information off, which is a very
future,
good idea.
There will be only one small device. Because technology advanced.
Sure. So now you guys are all the most popular people in Turin, huh? We're on Italian TV and all this kind of stuff?
Yes, we've been there. We've been there. Yeah. It's been amazing. We've come back from India and we got all the press asking for us, and it was really amazing.
Sure.
We are students. We are not stars. We are just students.
It was a good year for Italy, huh? You win
yes.
the World Cup. You win
we won for the second
Cup?
Time.
Wow.
It's amazing.
So are you going to try for a repeat next year?
We don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Are you still going to be in school? Or are you guys graduating soon? Or
yeah, next year.
Next year. So are you going to take this application, maybe try to do a little business around it?
We are still working on the application, and generally we meet British Telecom and Microsoft in Reading, UK, mm-hmm. and we work on the business and marketing of our application. We'll see what we can do.
Sure. Now, what are some of the feedback? Do you have any feedback for the Imagine Cup team about what could make it more... interesting,
well,
or like you have
for the next
one.
My advice is to trust in what you believe. I mean, if you have an idea, you have to believe that idea is the best one, and it will be easy to develop it if you are really enthusiastic about your idea, and mm-hmm. that's the message.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about the evolution of your idea. How did you guys come up with this idea? Like what's behind your dream? What motivated you to come up with this idea? Something had to be there for you to say, well, let's do... You didn't just like wake up one day and go, hey, let's write this app, you know, about anxiety disorder.
The theme of the contest this year was about health.
Sure.
So we think about not about the physical aspect, as you see in the demo, but about our mind, our psyche. Mm-hmm. And so let's try to do something according to neuroscience department of University of Turin.
Okay.
We spoke with some psychiatric, with some medic.
Sure, and got a sense of what the kind of stuff they needed.
Yes, of course, we are just students and we study technical stuff, so we are not doctors, we are not able to understand all these things. We had the help, of course, from neuroscience department that suggests us the right way where to move. And that's that.
Cool.
That's it.
Excellent. Well, you did great stuff, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations again. What are you guys doing at Tech Ed? Are you going to any sessions? You checking out any of the...
We are doing sessions, press rooms, talking with conference, doing other contests. It's amazing, the Tech Ed. It's a great experience.
Cool. So you noticed that from what you guys did, you're building sort of excitement among fellow students at your university now?
Sorry.
So the fellow students at your university... I think they're a little bit more interested now in Imagine Cup and possibilities.
Of course. But it's really amazing to participate into this competition. So I hope that all the students that see this video could really understand that being here is amazing. So take part to the new Imagine Cup 2007 because mm-hmm. it's a really great experience.
Excellent. Well, hey, nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Great work.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.